And welcome, everyone, to the Higher Dimensions. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and today we have a wonderful guest, Miss Maureen McGill. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Phyllis.
How you doing?
It is a beautiful day here in Tacoma, Washington. The skies are blue, and we have warm weather, and it's spectacular.
Oh, in other words, I should be there, not here.
I guess so. No humidity here.
Oh, we've got humidity up the yin-yang here. It's like looking into pea soup.
Oh, gosh.
And it looks like we're
going to
get some storms, too.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
Well, yes and no. If we get the rain, that's good. If we get the wind and the thunder and the hail, no.
Right.
Anyway, thank you for letting me know about the time and date change, because I understand it's being taken care of as we speak.
Oh, good.
At any rate, how have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing terrific. I'm preparing for two picnics today, so that's
two picnics.
A fun thing. One of the three-year-old celebrations, so I'm making cupcakes and figuring out a decoration on the top.
Oh, how fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, today, I am trying to get my sound up here so I can hear you even better. Is that okay? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine.
But just fine, good. All right. Well, I'm hoping people will call in. I have been getting some interesting emails about energy these days. It's true that, Mercury is no longer in retrograde? Is that it?
That's correct. It went direct last week.
Wow. So interesting. And that there's a lot of special energy coming in between now and August 7th or 8th, or July 3rd and August 7th or 8th. Is that correct?
I guess so. You know, Phyllis, I don't pay that much attention to astrology, but it sounds good to me. I feel the new energy. How about you?
Well, yeah.
With the tarot cards.
And with the tarot cards, yeah. It's really interesting. I never used to do well at tarot. I always thought, you know, being dyslexic, I would never figure it out. And so I just kind of played around with it. And only in the last 6 weeks or so has it actually fallen together. And I actually can do some readings that actually work out for some reason or other.
That's true.
And I'm just so surprised, more surprised, I think, than anybody else that I know of, that this is actually happening to me. So
I think you do a good job with symbol, and, you know, tarot cards are interpreting symbols, so that should be an easy thing for you.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that, because I have somewhat, I'm a little bit dyslexic, and so things are kind of confusing. I use James Wanless's Voyage tarot cards for that. But meanwhile, other than that, we'd love to have people to call in so we can give them some readings, tarot readings.
And is there a call-in number?
Oh, yeah. We have 1-877-876-5227. And another one is 530-876-3222. So that would be good. If anybody wanted to call in and get some tarot readings, we'd love to have that occur. And I can tell you, Maureen is a really good tarot reader. I was hoping that, is there anything you want to know? Maybe we can do a reading for you, get started.
Sure, I'd like to know maybe some insight in the next 3 months, if there's any insight for the next 3 months.
Next 3 months, and what's going to happen with you?
Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Nothing in particular, just kind of a general reading in the next 3 months.
Before school starts again?
I feel like there's a big change coming, so I'd like to know about that.
What kind of a change?
Some kind of a change is coming, but I don't know what it is.
You think a change is coming, but you're not sure what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see what we got. You want me to do the tarot or just kind of zero in?
Whatever you'd like. That'd be fun.
Okay. Well, I get the universe card, which is that you have the capability of getting everything you want.
Wow.
But it's all out there. All you have to do is tap into it. That's what I'm catching. And I'm getting harmony. Ooh, look at this. The harmony has the violin and the harp, a zither, a trumpet, and it looks like a recorder. It sounds like it's going to be a lot, and a flute and a rainbow. It sounds beautiful. And a preserver. One who preserves life, which you do. I've got a little bit of narrowness in there, maybe restrictive thought. And but what happens is, with narrow thought, you can also change that into focusing on what you want.
Good.
So the positive side is focus.
Great.
And that looks good. And then I get harvest, which is coming in with the fruits. So I get, maybe at the end of this summer, you're going to be able to harvest some of the hard work you've put in.
Oh, I hope so.
And receive some really wonderful gifts sometime in August or September.
Terrific.
Terrific. I think I heard a beep. Do we have a guest on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I just thought I'd call in and see what was available
for
Clear Insight today.
All right. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Tampa, Florida originally, but I lived over in Hawaii 20 years, and I've lived here in Washington State for a time.
Oh, so you're in Washington State.
Yes, and I'm going through major transition.
Okay.
And I'm asking, what's next?
Okay.
So, Linda, you want to know what's next in terms of your career or relationship or?
Well, relationship and life purpose.
Let's do relationship first. So I'm going to pick three cards on relationship for you, for Linda. The first card is transformation. I have the death card. So you're going through a transformation right now with relationship. That means a big change. And with a big change, it's usually an opening for you, just like a butterfly is opening into the next, which is transformation.
Right.
And I've got Wheel of Fortune next to that, which is taking chances now. And usually when you take chances in a relationship, it will be good with Wheel of Fortune card. And the third card I got around relationship is an offer. So maybe there's an offer to change in relationship and how you perceive it or how you receive it in your life. It says the Chariot, you're going to be led there, or that could also represent, Linda, some travel coming connected to relationship.
Uh-huh.
Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it's just so up in the air, and I'm looking to buy land, and that I'm just on standby waiting for that to connect. I have been guided that it's not on the market yet.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It says Nine of Pentacles next to the Chariot, which is you and home. And so I do feel that there would be some property that would be coming to you. It's going to come through a message, a phone, fax, or email. And at first you're going to think, oh, I don't know if I can have that, or I don't know if it's going to work, but I got the star next to it. There's hope, faith, and light that something will manifest itself for you. So that's the beautiful lady by the water with her sunshine. So I do think something's coming. It's just down the road a little bit.
All right, so just kind of sit tight and wait for this connection.
Well, to pay attention to messages, that's what my cards say, and a choice that you're going to have soon. It may feel, I don't know, like a little slumpy for you right now, just not quite in the place where you want to be, but it says waiting. There's a sale of a property coming. You're worried about not having enough money, or there's some worry about the sale of a property, but I do think it may well work itself out with home down the road.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the money, keeping it, you know, out of CDs and, you know, losing money, just waiting, and how soon this might happen.
So, Phyllis, do you want to pick a card on her first?
Okay, let's see what I can do. See what we can come up with. All right.
Thank you.
I have equilibrium, and this, too, has water and flowers, and this is keeping an emotional equilibrium, all right? Keeping your balance as you're going through this transition. I have also the stagnation card, which means things seem to be sort of not moving ahead. Is that correct at this moment?
Right.
Okay. But out of stagnation, you know, it looks at again and talks to the things that are dying and going back into the ground, which means it's preparing for new life. So while it's not moving forward, it's like going from fall into winter, but when you go into winter, that's simply the roots resting, and when spring comes again, when the time is ripe, things start growing again. So that's what you have to look forward. Right now, it's not moving very fast. I have the reward card, which is a really good one, and that shows riches, and it looks like everything is around that with relationships and money and good luck, okay,
mm-hmm.
and having fun and enjoying yourself. And abundance in particular. I, too, have the tower, of that emotional, like it's like the death card, something is in tremendous change and flux for you. And it
yes.
may have happened with what you say you're going through.
Yes,
okay?
I lost my husband about 3 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
He made this beautiful transition. I can't fault it. It was too powerful.
Okay. Well, what I see, and inside of that, I see the light coming forth from that. And out of what seemed to be an ultimate change and a terrible situation at the time, out of that has come the light from within, the inner strength and the beauty that comes from moving forward. Then the next card I have here is the breakthrough. That means it's coming through what you want to have, okay? And on top of that is the player, the child. And this means you should go play and have more fun and enjoy a myriad of things, just the way a child would. Okay.
Yes, that's what I did yesterday. I went out dancing, that outdoor concert, and I'm just wondering if I should hold off relationships and just stay very focused and do my inner work right now.
I think that that's probably a good thing, though. If a relationship comes, allow it to be because it just develops as such and not because you're looking for it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I also chose the Magician card, so you're really in a place where you can channel some of your creative energy, whether it be toward relationship or it be toward what it is that you want to manifest now in your life. You've got the Magician, so you can make it happen, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I feel that, and I'm just wondering if it's appropriate right now to go out and, you know, strike up a friendship, because I'm new in town.
Well, I've got the Hierophant in friendship, so, I mean, friendships can only benefit you in terms of unconditional love, so,
well,
don't...
That's what I picked, the Hierophant.
The Hierophant,
it's not too soon.
We both have the same card. I've got the Hierophant and the Two of Cups, the friendship card.
Yes.
So
that's pretty good.
That's the truth. The truth is that life is about friendships and unconditional love.
So. Okay.
Yes. Yes, it takes a lot of energy to cultivate new relationships, and I'm looking forward to it. At the same time, I want to focus on, I just discovered BBS Radio, and it's been phenomenal for me.
Oh, how wonderful.
Like, you don't have to go anywhere. I just got a computer at 52 years old after living in the jungle off the grid 30 years and sailing for 5 years. I'm just shifting gears here with this new technology.
Well, how wonderful.
Fantastic.
So glad.
And I'm going to be picking up that imagination card, so let your imagination be with you.
Oh, it is. It's active and wild. I mean, the sky's the limit. I'm pulled in so many directions. I'm just wondering, where do I need to be the most?
Well, let's play and have fun and allow it to unfold naturally, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Don't
just waiting right now.
Don't push
nurturing.
It. Just go out and play and have fun.
Right on. Well,
okay?
Thank you so much and many, many blessings.
Blessings to you too, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was fun, Phyllis. It's really fun when you get the same card. That just seems like it's a synchronicity.
Isn't it? Oh, I love that kind of thing. All right. Well, what I picked for you, I'm trying to recall, is that it looks good for you, but I want you to just take it easy and play and have fun, too. And I think that what you want is going to come through, hon. I really do.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Again, we have to learn how to release and let go and create with our minds what we truly want. And learning to truly create, because it's a very subtle thing that we get into when we forget, because we are creating in every moment with every thought we think. And that's part of the issue that we sometimes have, is that we forget that we are creative beings. And we don't have any really stray thoughts, unless they are, you know, slide in and slide out, and we don't attach any kind of emotion or thought to it. But as soon as we do that, somehow it all comes down on us. Yes, good afternoon and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Yes, hi, this is Jim. I'm calling from Florida, and I wanted to get a quick reading on just overview in general, like what may be happening for me for the rest of the year.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, the first card that fell out of my deck is Six of Cups, and that's sweetnesses around you, offering sweetnesses to others. It sometimes can represent that children or younger people might be around you, but it could just be in relationship. The next card I got is walking away from something. I don't know what that is. And in the past, it says that was either getting over troubled waters or you were traveling. says hangman is the first thing. That's releasing things. Going with the flow is the next outcome. In your fears, maybe there's been some disappointment or delay next to you, but what you step through, again, I got the imagination card for you too, and it's like to study something in your mind's eye that you've been creating. There's something that you've been sent, he says, a studious messenger of hope about money or studying something that you want to create around business. I don't know what that might be. It says that there's an offer coming to you, new beginnings, new hope. Things might come in fast creatively for you. Well, that's what I'm picking up. Okay.
Okay. I had a little trouble hearing you. I was just wondering about my financial situation, if you see anything changing, and also in relationship-wise. And I'll take your answers off the air. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Well, what I picked up was equilibrium, which is meaning balance. This is another thing that's a balance here. I have coming the ace of world, success. That's what I have next for you. So that success means all around, it means in the physical, financial area, okay, because it's the ace of worlds. And in the tarot that I have, the ace of worlds represents the financial success. So that sounds very, very positive as far as money's concerned for you.
And I did receive the judgment card in the Wheel of Fortune, so it's almost as if he's going through right now a kind of a clarity in his mind's eye about how he's going to take chances with money or what he's going to do. And I got the King of Swords and the Ace of Pentacles. Just be patient around top dollar, especially if there's any legal matters around that or real estate matters. Just be patient, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Unleash creative energies. There is somebody that is going to help him in business or collaborate in business. That's what I pick up here.
Okay.
And coming home to success as well. So I feel like he'll do just fine.
Well, I picked some cards that are kind of warning. I have the Harmony card as well. Again, I'm surprised that I am picking up Harmony again. But success and Harmony. Then I have the Narrowness, the Nine of Crystals here. And again, that means it can be that you narrow your thinking, but it also may well mean please focus. Hone in what you want, okay? Don't just shotgun what you want out there. Be very clear and focused about what you want, because otherwise you may bring in something you don't want.
Oof.
Okay? Then the next I got was the Tower. Again, powerful change, powerful changes, and it may be an upset in a personal or a relationship, because I think the other part has to do with business. So whatever it is, really is for the best, because when the change comes through, it is for the better. And that's what I have for you, sir. Okay? So I see a mixture there for you at this time. Success, and I'd watch the personal relationships area. Welcome to the higher dimension. Who's calling?
This is Ellen. How are you, Phyllis? And
hi, how are you, darling?
Good. I'm Marguerite's sister. I don't know if you remember
hi.
Me.
Yes, of course.
And it's a great show. I've been listening, and I was actually trying to get in. It was busy, so I wanted
okay.
To...
Well, I'm glad you got through. How's everything going?
Very good, and I wanted to call in and say Maureen's a great reader, tarot reader, and I know you are too, Phyllis. You're excellent, too.
Thank you.
I love listening to you both.
Thank you, Ellen, for calling in.
Well, I figured, well, everyone's talking about relationships, and you and I... Maureen discussed this, and I was wondering, does anybody see anything in the horizon?
All right, I'm going to do a spread for you, Ellen, and in the spread, I'm going to ask, what's it going to take for you to come into a good relationship?
Good question. What is it going to take?
I don't know. I'd look for a dragnet myself. I'd go out fishing and do a trawler net if I were you.
That's funny.
Oh, I've already done that.
And then toss back what you don't want or it's too small.
That's great.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
What I'm picking up right now. The truth is you're working on money issues right now. You're trying to get the money. And, you know, in working with work, you're coming home to success. Ace of Pentacles is next year. You're going to work, figure this out.
Good.
It says you're still walking away from an old way of thinking about relationship. You just need to get out there in the world. Get that net out. Like Phyllis says, get that net out. It's because that's the second outcome is get out into the world. In your fears, I don't know, you worry about work or you worry about things, and it says don't. It says make a choice, move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Let your imagination guide you, and then it's the Star. So
be putting up there the partner that you would like, integrity, companionship, unconditional love, all those healthy...
Entrepreneur.
Rich. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Rich in all the good qualities.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
That sounds
there,
good.
Oh, my gosh.
What
no,
got?
I got...
What
trying
got?
To see it clearly, the star and then the couple. So I think, yes, and a friendship. The first thing is a friendship. He will come. There he is. Down the road. You just need to get out there in the world, it says.
Oh, yeah, I do need to get out. Does it give you, like, a time frame? Is it, like, a year, 2 years, you know?
You know, I'm not always so great with the timing, but it does say the chariot, and the final outcome is seven of cups, so it's like almost like you have to create it.
Oh, okay.
And then it's the star and the couple. So the chariot is the number on the chariot is seven, so it could be 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months.
7 years?
7 years. I don't think so.
Of bad luck?
I don't
no,
think
no,
so.
No, don't break any mirrors, honey.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, I
think that, you know, it's not that far away.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. What I got was the Sage of Crystals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And crystals has to do with the intellect and the knower and the intelligence, okay? The knower, the one who knows what's going on. Like Albert Einstein,
mm-hmm.
You know, you reach through the intuition into knowing what is going on. And it's a powerful reach where you can reach beyond what you see and beyond your known world into the unknown world. So I would say look into your intuition, both for your business area as well. Now, I come again to a death card on this one, which means you've got to let go of an old way of thinking or seeing or doing,
mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't have new life. You can't have new ways of doing things or have new relationships unless you let go of what is in the past. It's not working for you now. So
right.
Whatever it is, let it go, whether it's the old habits and thoughts. I think part of the issue that we have is that we keep saying, well, this is what I don't want in my life, so I want something else. But what happens is when you keep saying, I don't want something in my life, you're actually bringing attention to what you don't want, and that continues more of the what you don't want. Okay, you got to release the thought that this is not what you want and go for the, I only focus on what I want. Forget what I see right here and now in my life. That's not important
right.
Because that's yesterday.
So, well, Ellen, I picked up the friendship card, mm-hmm. Wheel of mm-hmm. Fortune, and the wish card.
Mm-hmm.
So really manifesting that friend to come in, that great
mm-hmm.
companion.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to nurture yourself. I kept getting in my own, you know, the flash that was coming into my head was the Empress, nurture you now so that you can bring in that beauty and radiance to have what it is that you would like.
You're right.
Okay, and what I got was the Fortune card, which means worldly success.
Ooh.
Okay, that means also what you gather in, you also should be concerned about sharing your success as well.
Right.
Okay. Financially. Now, I got the Emperor card. Okay.
Isn't that funny?
He got the Empress.
Yeah.
I got the Emperor. So my feeling is he is coming. This relationship is coming. He's out there.
Good.
And it may be that he's one, the Emperor card may refer to someone who will be able to help you or someone who is coming into your life and is going to be a very important part of you.
Okay.
I also got integrity.
Mm-hmm.
This Nine of Wands, and this is the spiritual aspect. Maintain integrity in all that you do. Maintain, in short, your very highest ideals, please. Okay, with whatever it is, whether it's for the relationship, for anything else, just maintain that you want the highest and best good for you and what you are seeking. And it's okay to be selfish in that way. Say, this is what I truly want and stick with it.
Okay.
And Ellen, I also got the Magician
yes.
card. And the Magician
okay.
is, you know, your creative energy, because I think you're really a creative person. And
mm-hmm.
once you kind of wrap yourself up into some creative projects, I think that he may even acknowledge your work or see
yes.
something about who you are.
Yes.
Oh.
And then I got the synergy, which is then all things working together.
Wow.
Okay? That's what's important with the synergy, working together. All right?
Okay.
And then I got the courage. Have the courage to move forward in this. And sometimes it takes courage.
Right.
To walk forward in a new way. And I would last thing I would say from myself is trust. Trust that what you ask of the universe, it will provide. But you have to be clear about what you want and ask for it to be that way, okay?
That's
and
great.
I think it'll work out.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Maureen, too. This sounds terrific. It makes me excited for the future.
You've got a choice here. It's the Tower and the Six of Cups, so just continue. It's going to come in unexpectedly. Just continue to offer the sweetness that you offer in your life to yourself and the world, and it'll be coming.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And you guys are always on target, so I know this will be coming through. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye, darling.
Have a great day.
You too, sweetie pie. My goodness. This is lovely. Okay. If we have somebody else, why don't you do one for me and tell me how this meeting we're going to have this coming week is going to work out. Is it going to be successful for getting a contract?
Will you get the contract? Okay.
Or they help us at least.
Okay, the cards say that there's artistic energy around this Queen of Cups or some sensitivity. There's a judgment happening and a wish card. It's now Nine of Cups, so the wish is there around working with this sensitive subject, perhaps.
Yes.
In the past, you've had to have strength. Coming up is Four of Pentacles. Now, they might come back conservatively in terms of how much they want to offer you in terms of money or how they go about that, but it's a little bit conservative. You'll be working with people that have challenges. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a king standing next to it. He's also a healer that's a part of it. He could be a physician or a doctor or a man of power. Sometimes he's a government official. But what you step through is a country gentleman. And then justice, it'll come in fast. It may have to do with the hospital or the medical area. And it says your intuition will guide them in that. And you'll be working away, helping people with addictions even or fears that they have.
Yes.
And the Empress is next to that devil card, which is that you offer in that offer. I just feel like, you know, it's going to happen, but I think it may just, the money thing may take them a bit to get their budgets together on it.
Okay. Yeah.
The wish is around it. That's the first three cards, so we like that.
Okay. All righty. And it's really interesting because I was doing one too on that. I got the Magician.
Great.
Right up front. Then I got the Child of Worlds, which means play at it. Then I had the Hierophant, which is interesting. Then at bottom of life, I got Love, the Three of Cups.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's what the work offers, I'm sure.
Okay. Then I got Disappointment, which means it may not come through in the way we'd like it or as soon as we'd like it.
Yeah, it could be delayed. It just could be just a little bit of a delay.
Uh-huh. And the other was, the last one was Commencement, Four Worlds. It's begun. And then I got the Time-Space Continuum. So it just looks like it's good. I think that this is just a preliminary meeting myself. I really don't think
they have the card of the Truth, and they're working on budgets. That Six of Pentacles trying to figure out the money. They want to offer kindness in this. There's even an accountant or somebody running numbers, so there's some change. And it says stability, Nine of Pentacles, and justice, and new beginnings, new hope. So is there also a possibility of working with a clinic with people that have depression?
Yeah.
Okay, because that card is coming up around it.
Really? Clinic and depression. That's interesting.
And then also, what about people that have addictions? Is that coming up too?
I don't know. I personally wouldn't want to deal with that area. Although it can be
cut away, and it's the Star next to that, and the Ten of Pentacles really reaching out to helping families in this or couples in this as well.
That would work. That would make sense. Okay, that would make sense. But and we just have some other areas that we'd like to do into. Okay, what about a relationship with a man? That's what I'm always interested in.
All right.
It's a long. I remember what they look like. I see them on the street.
That's good. We're cops. There's an offer coming.
Now, wait a minute. What kind of girl are we talking about here?
Yeah, there we go. King of Pentacles. There's some choices coming. They're kind of hidden now. There's a lot coming at you right now, and you're kind of figuring things out financially, getting back on your feet.
Okay, so that should be the relationship
and wish card. So you may attract this person through the, I don't know, artistic work that you do in your work.
That's a possibility.
Queen of Cups could be your intuition, could be a party, something like that.
Let's
see, where is this king?
He's at the bottom of the pile, no doubt.
I don't think so. Where is the king? For Phyllis. Where is that king?
it says a lot's coming at you right now. That's the truth, and you're cutting things away to make room for the new.
Yes.
In the past, you had to figure some things out financially. Six of Pentacles coming up is sweetness. Six of Cups, somebody from the past offers something, or just something nice is offered. Knight of Pentacles is the next offer. He's a money man. We like that.
Okay.
And the fear that you have is that there's big change around you and there's nothing to be afraid of. Nine of Pentacles is you holding your own in beauty and grace.
Okay.
You step through as justice and new love, new beginnings, new hope. Three of Cups, just go with the flow. You got the Star, hope, faith, and light, and then you got the Couple card.
Oh. So that's
your final outcome is new love, new beginnings, new hope, going with the flow. You got the Star, and you have the Ten of Pentacles, which is the couple who radiates love and good abundance. Cool.
Well, sometime in the future, huh?
Coming up, not too far away. The final outcome is 8, so it could be 8 days. 8 weeks.
8 weeks. We'll put on hold 8 years, okay, folks?
Absolutely. This is 2008.
Maybe hey, that works.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Hi, good afternoon. Tony.
Tony?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, where are you from, Tony?
I'm calling from France.
From where?
France.
From France?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome.
Thank you. I just started to listen to you both.
Oh, thank you. What can we do for you today?
I had a question about where do you see me going with the person that I'm dating and my career? Just two questions. Fine.
So the first question is, where are you going in this relationship?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm liking this person very much, so I don't... Well, yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm shuffling the cards now, and I'll get them in three piles. Where's going in this relationship? Okay. Let's see what I come up with. It says there's a lot coming at you right now. That's the card of competition in the home. But you're prepared to handle change. You have new growth at the top. Coming up with some challenges, there's a message. Is this a long-distance relationship, or is it near you?
It's near me. We're both just very busy.
You're a bit very busy, okay.
Yeah, very busy, and...
It says family is in your fears, or something about family, and walking away from an old way of being. Knight of Swords, he wants to push forward, and the outcome is friendship. King of Pentacles, putting something to rest around choices. It just feels like there's a lot coming at you right now, Tony. And maybe there's some things that you need to cut out in order to give more time to this relationship if you want to see it continue to go forward.
Okay.
That's what it feels like.
Okay.
Well, I see change, okay? Again, it's the Tower card. I don't know why I'm coming up with the Tower card today, but I see change coming, and I think that my gut feeling is that you're trying to handle way too much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to have to change that, honey, because if you scatter your forces so much, you can't do anything well.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to try and be, superwoman, but it doesn't make sense when all you're doing is scattering your forces and you're unclear. And I think that's part of the issue. Your energy is scattered on this, that, and the other thing, and so is his, as a matter of fact. And so there's going to have to be some decision on what is and is not important. Focus on it, clarify it, and then move forward. Okay?
Okay.
On top of that, I have the Sun. Okay? That's a powerful sign, a symbol of change and positive growth. Male energy, the couples walking. It's really a very powerful one. I also have a card of Four of Cups. I am not sure what that means for you, Maureen, but for here, it's anger. But the thing is, anger can be used to initiate changes and to make things move forward.
Okay.
To break apart.
In my card, the Four of Cups is an offer, so maybe there's an offer to shift now and to change in your life.
Okay.
I'm also picking up that card of there's a lot coming at you, Five of Wands. It's like this direction and that direction. When things come at you like that, you get some fear around you. But then I got the Knight of Cups, which is an offer to shift that, to kind of step into your power
Okay. Because you need to be patient right now. I don't know if there's this pushy woman around you, and I don't know if she's a part of you.
Yeah. No, there is, yeah.
There's a pushy woman around you. And so in that, I want you to unleash your creative energies, because you do have the power in this. It's not like you're going to lose your power around this pushy person, okay?
And that may be where the anger's coming from.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I got the Man of Crystals, which is the inventor. That means using, again, the creative mind, taking that which is in the ideal and bringing it into the practical. Does this make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Then I have the commencement card, the Four of Worlds, which means, wow, again, the sun rising, new beginnings, life, the greeting of the grass, the ram, which and sheep always symbolize prosperity. Okay? So it looks like a lot is moving forward. But it's going to take your doing that. I get the time-space continuum, which means that there's a lot out for you to reflect on.
Okay.
And to take the time and not try to condense it all into one little happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Allow itself, allow it to expand. And please, have compassion on yourself.
Tony, do you write?
I've been told to. I like to write.
You should start writing, girl, because I got the sun, which Phyllis also got around you, and I got the writing card recognition.
I've been told many times that. Okay.
You'll be doing two things at once, you know, but I've got that writing card and that artistic card and music and art. So there's an expressivity around you that is important.
True.
Yeah, and I got the Ace of Cups, which is fulfillment and emotional love and ecstasy. So just be careful to guide your energies and sources. Do not scatter your forces is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Again, set down what is more important and trim away what you don't need to have on your table right now. It's okay to let some stuff go because it's not important. It's just interfering with your ability to just really zero on what it is you want, okay?
Does that make sense? That makes a lot of sense. There's clarity there. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Tony.
Okay, thank you so very much. That's
You're welcome, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, an international network here.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm so proud. I wanted to ask her what it was like in France today.
Right. I have a friend.
One day I will go. One day I will go. My desire is to travel. I would love to travel. Nationally and internationally. I don't care. I just want to see some of the world. And I have a feeling I will, too, before very long, get out there and go. So other than that, we would love to have more people call in. We are having so much fun doing this. This is the first time, Maureen, you and I have done cards together.
This is really fun, Phyllis. It's great to be able to kind of work off of each other on the cards with the questions. It's been fun.
Yeah, yes. And to get the different answers. Actually, a lot of it seems to be working together.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're picking up different aspects, I think, of the situation with people, which is a fun thing to do. It's really nice. And at any rate, was there anything else that you had wanted to know about today?
Did three cards for you.
Oh,
and
okay.
It came through my head real quickly, and it was about your creative energy right now.
Okay.
It seems like it's really high, and I'm getting a judgment card, which means that you're focusing on that, which is a higher source within you that you're really focusing on to create. And the sun card is next to that, which is extreme light around that creativity that you can almost do just about anything you decide that you want to do at this point.
Oh, wow.
You're walking away from an old way. And I also believe that that's walking in the mornings or in the evenings. You are actually getting out there and doing the physicality of walking.
Okay.
And coming home to success next to your power, Queen of Pentacles, you're stepping into that better place of finances and financial abundance for yourself.
Oh, wow.
There is some decisions that you're making, and you're getting some help with that to study money and to figure things out financially.
That's very true.
A friend around you who's helping with that. It says Three of Cups, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good, good thing.
I'm getting a lot of help from a lot of people.
Good, good, good.
So this is financially wonderful, and yes, and my connectivity to the universe at this time I feel is really, really strong, and it's almost like, you know, I have the genie with the magic lamp.
Mm.
That every time I rub the magic lamp, Jeannie says, what can I do for you today?
this is good.
I don't have a problem with that. I also think it's because I am changing the way I'm thinking to creating in my mind what I want my life to be like on a daily basis.
And do you do that, Phyllis, with affirmations in the mornings, in your prayers, in your
intentions? Yes, I do that, yes. Okay, that I do, yes. But the other thing is, I am also making certain that I think about only what I want in my life. I no longer look at what I do not want because I choose not to send the energy there. I am, at any time I start thinking about what I may have lost or had to give up or no longer have, I deliberately pull my mind aside from that and replace it immediately with what I choose to have today, here and now, so that I am not stuck with looking into the past history, but only looking at what I want to happen tomorrow.
It says, my card says that that nurtures you. It nurtures you. It kind of gives you that balance of male-female within yourself. And it brings you to that place of celebration, which is Four of Wands. And Knight of Cups, the romantic dreamer of what is it you want in your life.
Right.
That's great. You're making it happen.
Well, I would like to think so. You know, otherwise I'm spending an awful lot of time scratching myself. Actually,
like doggies.
Actually, it's been an amazing journey these last few weeks that have just blow my socks off because things have made a 180-degree turn, which is really a phenomenal situation. And whatever I reach for seems to be coming through. And, you know, I feel so delighted with it, and heavens to know knows that when this happens with you, and this to everyone I'm speaking with, you know that this is what you deserve in life, which is the very, very best that you can have. And everyone deserves happiness. Everyone deserves joy. Everyone deserves the very best that can be gotten in abundance and relationships and friendships and prosperity, because you don't have to take from anybody else to get what you would like to have. Okay? And there is enough in the universe for everybody, so taking from somebody isn't part of the cards. And it's okay to be selfish and desire to have wonderful things in your life. And many people don't understand that. It's okay to have fun, and it's okay to be prosperous. And, you know, there's no piper to pay for happiness. I've heard some people sadly say, when I'm this happy and things go this well, I know that a crash is coming. And I'm thinking, what a sad commentary.
It's a sad commentary.
You know?
It is a sad commentary.
And then, and of course, then what happens? That's what happens. They bring in a crash.
Yeah.
Because they set it up by thinking about it. And this is what I mean about, and you meant about creating and changing your mind. Just allow it all to go.
Right.
Okay.
How about three cards for inspiration for me?
Okay. All righty.
General, three cards.
I have creativity.
All right.
I've got the universe. And I have, oh, you're going to love this, the success card, Ace of Worlds.
Ooh, good.
The top of the line.
That's coming forward then.
Yes.
Right.
All of it.
Book.
All of it.
Good.
All of it. And you're going to be receiving inspiration.
Good, good, good.
From this. And I think I told you that before.
Yes, I think you did.
Yes, and I see the creativity where you're going to be weaving a few things together to get what you want. And I think it's finally going to come through for you.
Great.
And it's just, it's about time.
Okay, the universe has been good for me. Good to me.
Has it really lately?
Many blessings.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Yeah. I'm so pleased. Well, I was telling you about a party I went to last night, and it was just so funny because all of the people there seemed, from I would say 90% of the people were medical people, which surprised me, and they were all interested in getting readings, and it was kind of cute, actually, because I didn't know where they were from, and I kept saying, why is it everybody has the same card, you know, person after person, and in fact, that one was a couple there, and they got very, very similar readings, and I'm beginning to think, Lord, what am I doing shuffling these cards? But the two people were so thrilled because they both said they had the same things in mind that they were seeking.
It's so amazing that the cards will often be the same with similar groups that work together.
Yes.
Or live together.
And I didn't
whatever
know
it might
that.
Be. Yeah, it's amazing. There's a similar energy that comes through in the cards, so they have different, the same issues that they're working on many times.
Right.
Kind of funny.
Oh, and I had not been aware of that before. So I kind of blew me away. You know, there were some other things that were going on too, but I got to go shopping yesterday down at the Chesapeake Beach, and I had so much fun.
Oh, great.
It's been a while since I've done that.
Did a little retail therapy?
A retail therapy, and then I go read an article today that said, people have, to make themselves feel good, they overspend on their credit cards, yada, 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 and it was going on about how that, and I'm thinking, that's not me. You know, I almost bought into it, and I said, no, that's not me. I didn't do it. This is my a shopping spree that I have had. And, you know, the funny thing was that I brought in enough income this past week to more than pay for what I spent.
Oh, that's great.
So whatever I took out, I replaced. And I thought, now that is a cool way to be. I remember, Dickens. Story of I forget which one it was, but Micawber said, you know, 10 pence in, 9 pence out, happiness. 10 pence in, 11 pence out, unhappiness.
That's good. That's very good.
I think things are going to go very well for you, my dear.
Thank you.
This is a
that.
Really good energy time for everyone, and I want you all to understand that. So let's have a few more callers. I don't care from where you come. But I think it's pretty neat to get calls from overseas.
And maybe you have that number again, that call-in number?
I would love to. It's 1-877-876-5227. And let's see, 530-876-3222 on BBS Radio. I'm going to ask you to give your information out at this time, Maureen. We got about 10 minutes more or so, but I want to make sure people know how to contact you directly for calls.
Yeah, they can contact me through my email address, which is tarot, T-A-R-O-T, sun, S-U-N, @yahoo.com.
Okay.
And they can contact me there, and I'll get back to them. I do actually email readings. I have a client that's actually in the Arctic right now who I've been sending email readings. Isn't that fascinating? And people from different areas of the country, so... we can communicate by email. It's amazing how the cards do resonate and the energy resonates that way.
Oh, that's fabulous. And, of course, people can reach me through bbsradio.com. I do phone readings. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I can do hypnosis over the phone. I've been known to do that. I do readings, and I can do tarot now. Yay! A new gift that just recently came to me. As I told you before, you know, it just didn't make sense, but all of a sudden it seems to come together, and people seem to be fairly happy with what they hear. I'm also a Jin Shin Jiksu practitioner, and I just do plain psychic readings, and you can reach me at Multiple Pathways Inc., that's my website, .com, and also the email, psychicworlds.com. Capital P and capital W for Psychic Worlds 4, the letter 4, at AOL.com. And, of course, you can talk to me on the weekends at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 11 o'clock Pacific Time, and I guess it's, 1 o'clock Mountain Time. I'm not sure if that's correct or not. But
well, it's 11 o'clock here on Pacific Time. So
yes.
It would be 12 o'clock maybe Mountain Time.
Oh, okay. So. And somewhere it's got to be another time, so I don't know what it is. Okay. But that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Anyway, anything else that has come up for you, darling? You're going back to the university this fall, is that correct?
Yes. I teach at Pacific Lutheran University. I'm a full-time professor here, and I've just celebrated my 30th year here at the university.
Wow.
I teach creative work of directed dance ensemble, and I also teach a healing arts of mind and body for our freshmen that are coming into the university.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, and we explore some of the energy healing disciplines and take a look at those, and it's been a fun class.
Well, I know. When are you thinking of giving it up and going and just playing and having fun?
Well, maybe one of these days that would happen. That would be great.
Yeah, right now, though, you love what you're doing.
I do love what I'm doing. I am having fun, so that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, and you have a lot going for you in that arena, I am thinking.
Been working on a book, too, on the outside.
Oh, yes.
Another person who's 30 years in the healthcare industry, and it's about communication from our loved ones on the other side and
Phyllis, you've given us a wonderful story about your mother, and so we're hoping to include that in the book, and we're getting too close now to be completing it. So.
Oh, wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I am so pleased. And so when do you think it might come out?
Oh, whenever we get that magic publisher. But I just picked three cards on. I got it, Knight of Cups and the Sun, so that's an offer maybe by the end of summer.
Oh, that would sound good to me.
That would be great.
That would be fabulous.
Let's see what your cards say. You picked two cards on it.
Okay. Okay, what it'll do on yours. Okay, let me shuffle. Okay, I got Three of Cups. The Love card came up right on top of it.
The which card?
What we call the Love card. Three of Cups.
The Love card. Okay, good.
Yeah. That's love and abundance pouring out. And it looks like it's fabulous. It looks like it's flowers and gemstones and fish and flowing water. I have synergy coming up.
That's so funny because I'm sitting here with a fish that's right near me. A wooden fish that came to me this week.
And you know what? I have the fulfillment card come up.
Wow.
The Nine of Cups.
Wow. So it might come pretty soon then.
Yes. I think it's going to happen for you, darling.
We've got that book proposal out now, and we have somebody taking a look at the first two chapters and our intro and
getting
advice on that. So we'll hopefully get some advice about where to send it next. So
that's just fantastic. I think, it's
really
my opinion it's going to happen.
Helping us heal through the grief of losing our loved ones, because we don't really lose them. They're really with us.
Absolutely. I've seen that with a lot of people with the... when they've lost someone, and sometimes when I talk to people, I see others behind them working at bringing in the love and telling me, please let them know, you know, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when we get so caught up in grief, we just don't, we can't relax enough and open up enough to let those who have passed on talk to us.
That's right. Sometimes our grief is so hard, and
yes,
it's hard for them to come through because of our
exactly
grief so hard. So.
Yeah, I think it's because we shut ourselves off,
mm-hmm,
in that grief in that moment. And just when we want to open up, it's sort of like they're gone. And when they try to say, but we're not gone, we're here. And you keep, it's that thought focus you have. You keep focusing on what's not there rather than what is,
mm-hmm,
that you miss, mm-hmm, so much of what's going on and the comfort that can be provided and the knowingness. But, I think things are all system go, and I am into the creative mode. I think everyone is going to be enjoying this. Light workers, I think, are coming into their own very soon. And, again, I'm going to reemphasize, please watch your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you find something coming in that you don't want to create in the future, whatever it is, and this is not illusion delusion, this is simply direct your attention away from what you don't want to what you do want. And that is what I'm going to say again. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have, look at what you truly want to bring into your life. And that's how it's going to happen. By allowing yourself to imagine yourself having everything that you want and could possibly desire. And just retain that creative image in your mind. No matter what other people tell you, we create with our thoughts. It's the most powerful thing on the earth, our thoughts and energy. And what we give passion to, that we create even faster.
Mm.
And it's so hard because, and there's also jealousy in this world and a few other things. And it's kind of hard sometimes to just zero in and allow other things to go. But if you do, the rewards are phenomenal, and that's all I can tell you.
And sometimes if we just shift the vibration into the
yes
arts or music
yes
or that expressive tone, we
yes
shift our whole energy and focus around us. So
yes, I mean, sometimes
just say, well, how do I do it? How do I make that happen? And sometimes it's just putting on that song or putting on that music or that tone. Or
start singing yourself.
Or listen to those birds
yes
outside. Or, yes, use that vibration yourself. Sing.
Yes, start singing. Think of a song you love. If you have a thought you don't like, change it. You know, think about gardening, think about doing whatever else in your life you want to do. And above all, remember, please play and have fun. It's a very important gift to give yourself. And it's okay to indulge yourself with fun in this life. if you can't have fun now, please don't wait till you're dead, because it's not the same thing, honest to God.
That's pretty good.
You really want to do it now while there's something to play with on this earth plane, you know?
Right.
Regrets are pretty sad fare for it, and then you don't want to have to do that either. But always remember to respect and love others and honor them as well. Let other people do what they choose to do in life and honor them for that. And don't impose your thoughts on other people, because that's not how you get ahead. You get ahead by taking care of yourself, number one. Okay? So, what else have we got to do today? Anything else that you have in your life you want to look at as a okay, well, we've come to the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very, very much for listening to us here at BBS Radio. My dear, you have been an absolute joy, Maureen. I'm going to have you back again.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And God bless you all, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll have another guest, don't know who yet, but don't forget to listen.
Have a wonderful holiday.
God bless and goodbye, and happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.